Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
We all know this situation. You should be practicing or you want to practice, but it's like, oh, I don't know, maybe not today. And apart from that hurdle that, you know, singing is physical work, and sometimes it's just like, oh, I'm too lazy right now, or I don't know where to practice, or oh, it's just hard. Here are some things that I have found have helped me a lot to make my practice overall just more fun and to make it easier for me to actually start practicing. Because here's the thing, once you get started, it's actually a lot easier than, you know, like having this hurdle of, oh, do I have to? So number one is make it easy. Don't think of this huge mountain. It's like, oh, I have to practice this entire song and it's going to be so hard and I'm going to fail and I don't even know. Probably on that high pitch, I'm going to crack and it's just going to sound horrible and I'm already a little bit hoarse. So afterwards, it's going to get worse again. Make it easy. You know, you don't have to do this huge, gigantic practice session every single day. Every little bit counts. And I always say, you know, like, it's more beneficial to practice more often than it is to have like really, really long sessions. Like if you just do once a week for 2 hours, not as great as practicing, you know, maybe a couple times a day for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It's actually more beneficial because you have more repetition and, you know, those synapses work that way. Your brain just works much better. So like repetition, repetition, repetition. And you really can't do tons of things all at once. You just want to focus on a couple of things. They say that you can only do 3 things, you know, really, it's like 3 things. And after that, the capacity of your brain is like, okay, I can't quite process anymore. It's too much. It's overload. So make it easy. And for me, the thing is, you know, I sometimes practice in my car or I record myself and, you know, I just listen when I'm going for a walk with a dog because I do that anyway. And that actually kind of gets me motivated to get started and be like, okay, I analyze my own singing when I listen to my own recordings and then I kind of feel like, okay, I really want to get there. I want to just practice those endings. Maybe I held on too long and my vibrato wasn't nice enough. Make it easy. Make that hurdle to start singing. Make it easy. You can practice in your car. You can practice even, you know, when you're out and about. You can hum. You can do a lot of things on the go even. You can practice your posture. You can practice your breathing, you know, without actually singing out loud. I have a video about how to practice without actually singing out loud for days when either you're not well vocally or maybe you're just not in a situation where you can actually sing out loud. There are so much you can do. You can study so much. And so you have to kind of go for the low-hanging fruit. I find that this is easy. You want to not start off with, okay, now this is what I want to fix today, and it's the hardest thing ever. That's going to discourage you. As soon as you get started, you're going to be like, ah, it's just not working. I'm failing. And then you're just like, okay, I think I'm going to give up for today. It's too hard. Go for the low-hanging fruit. Start, you know, you have to have like a success thing going on here. And even if it's a small thing, just go for something really small that's very doable, and it's much more fun that way. And set yourself up for success. You don't want to try to achieve something that is just way far away, right? People often underestimate what they can do in like a long time span, like, you know, what you can do in 5 years. A lot of people underestimate what you can get done. You can get a lot done in 5 years, but a lot of people overestimate what they can get done in a short time span, like, you know, in a week. I do that all the time. I have to-do lists that I make for myself, and a lot of times I'm thinking, oh, like there are these 5 things, I can get these done today, but totally overestimated. That actually it takes me like an entire week to get that list done. So, but in the long run, you know, if I think back what I got done in the past 5 years, that's a lot. I never thought I would get that much done in 5 years. So don't just put too much on you, like today in this practice session or this week, I'm do all this, where I've got to study all these songs. Make it easy. And the next thing is start and end with something easy that's fun, so that you have this success. You know, you want to start and end with something you're successful with that feels great, where you have like, oh yeah, I can do it. It'll boost your confidence and your motivation. So pick something that feels and sounds good to you. The next thing is to just pick small sections of a song, not just to run through the song over and over and over again. It gets really old to sing through the same song over and over and over again. Songs get so old. So just pick one part of the song, maybe transpose it down and try it a little bit lower, and then try it without the words. Make an exercise out of it. Just repeat that one part. Start a little lower and then slowly work your way up to the original key. It's going to be much easier than starting right off the bat. It's like almost, you don't want to like run 100 miles an hour right away. You want to slowly speed it up and just take small portions. And the most important thing here is don't try to sound like the original singer. That's going to frustrate you. Before you sing any song, this is what I always tell my students. I know it takes a lot of experience to do that, but before you start singing a song, try to imagine, what is that song going to sound like in my voice, in my key? It's not going to sound like the original, most likely, unless you have an extremely similar voice type or timbre. Try to think about, what is that going to sound like in my voice? Before you even sing it out, imagine your voice. This always helps me to just kind of, you have to kind of get used to hearing your voice in your mind, because when you hear that in your mind, you kind of then do whatever you hear in your mind. If in your mind you hear the original singer, you just are not going to sing with your natural voice, and then it's going to frustrate you. Which brings me to my next point. You have to sing in your natural voice. You don't want to try to be something that you're not. You know, if you're trying to sing a song that uses a lot of belting, but you're just not a great belter, maybe you can adjust the song. Maybe you can find a different backing track that's a little bit more laid back, maybe just acoustic guitar or something, and then make a whole different version out of it. More relaxed voice. Something that suits your voice. Also, of course, the key needs to suit your voice. You don't want to sing something that is like way out of your vocal range. It doesn't make any sense. And lastly, that is the most important thing. Just get started and see how far you can go. And if today all you can do is 5 minutes, that is so much better than trying to think like, ooh, today I want to achieve this huge thing, but then you end up not doing anything at all. So just get started. Just do something. And usually this happens to me. Sometimes I'm thinking, I don't know. I think I don't feel like singing. It's going to be work. Or sometimes when I record these videos, I'm like, oh, I love talking about this, but it's going to be a lot of work and it's going to take a long time. But then once I get started, it's like, okay. So much fun, actually. Just getting started motivates me. So just get started with something small and then go from there. Don't expect these huge, gigantic things of yourself. Don't expect much. Just it's like, okay, all I'm going to do now is just going to do a little warm up for 5 minutes. Maybe I'm just going to sing through this one song once just because I'm having fun. And then usually what happens, you're like, oh, now I'm motivated. Now I want to do more. And this happens to me with a lot of different things. You know, once I get started, I actually want to do more of it. So those are my tips. Have a great day. Check out my free resources on my website, masteryourvoice.tv. I run free trainings all the time that you have to register for. So check those out. And until next time, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.